Penguin Random House Canada presents The Billionaire Murders, The Mysterious Deaths of Barry and Honey Sherman by Kevin Donovan. Read for you by the author. To Michael Cook and John Hondrick for giving me the assignment, and to Bert Bruiser for making sure it was done right, and to my wife, Kelly Smith, for laser focus and tough questions every step of the way. Prologue. In the year leading up to his death, Barry Sherman was consumed by one thought. What if he did not have enough time to do everything he wanted to do in life? At 75, he had already accomplished a great deal. He had built a generic drug empire, faced countless critics, and won more battles than he'd lost. He'd amassed a personal fortune approaching $5 billion. Still, he drove an older car, spent more hours at work than he needed to, and was perpetually unsettled. There was no God, of that he was certain, no afterlife. Consciousness ended with the grave. And so, every day, he did the one thing that was sure to make him happy. He worked. It had always been that way. Outsiders, even friends, who knew him well, were perplexed by Barry Sherman. For most people, if you earned that kind of money, you were entitled to spend it on items that made life more fun. But that was not something Barry Sherman did well. His contemporaries in the pharmaceutical world made their millions and accumulated, deservedly, most would say, the trappings of wealth. Fine cars, first-class travel, a mansion in the city, and a cottage on a lake.